Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Grace Woman Podcast. How are you guys doing today? This is the final episode in season 6. I cannot even believe that we are in the final episode. I can remember drafting the topics, the names of the guests I wanted to bring on the show for this season. I remember drafting all of those things just how many months ago. But the reality is we're already in March. We started this season in January of this year, and we are 6 episodes gone, if I'm not mistaken. I want to thank all of you for continuing to tune in and share this podcast with your friends. Leave amazing feedback. Thank you so much for all your beautiful comments. I truly appreciate them. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for rating us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for everything. Like, I truly, truly appreciate you guys' support. Today's episode is going to be the official final episode in this season, even though next week we're going to be having a Q&A session where we're going to just wrap up everything that pertains to this season. I want you to drop a comment below, whether it's on Instagram or on YouTube, and just share how has this season been for you. What is one thing that you've learned in this season? What's that one thing that you've gained clarity on in this season? Personally, just writing out the notes for this season and just even speaking when I'm speaking with the different guests, I have experienced tremendous, would I say, increase in my clarity, in my knowledge level. One of the episodes that really stood out for me was the one on Bible study. My brain just keeps recapping the things that were said in that episode, and it has helped me to better understand this concept of Bible study and just helped me to deepen the strategies that I have with regards to my Bible study. So I also want to believe that this is also your experience. I want to believe that you're also experiencing the transformational results by just implementing the things that you've heard in this episode. The executive life, honestly, it's to transform your life. Like, the executive life is a transformative life. It's a life that would lead to immense transformation. And even though today's episode is going to be taking us, like, diverting from the road I've always gone throughout this season, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. But I want to start with just emphasizing on the transformation that happens when you live an intentional life, a life centered on God, executing everything that He has placed in your heart and doing it in the center of His will, doing it in obedience, the transformation that can happen. Today we're going to be talking about something very interesting, and this particular topic or this phase has been on my mind for the past, I would say for the past 3 weeks. It has been something that has just kept on playing in my head. And when we experience transformation, that's what everyone wants, right? You want to be transformed in your mind. You want to experience transformation in your life, in your career, in your business. That is what we pray for. But do you know that transformation also comes with an identity change? A change in your identity. Let's say, for example, you start on a 90-day habit changing challenge. You have one challenge, or let's even use exercise, for example. You want to do a abs workout for the next 90 days, or whatever type of exercise you want to do for the next 90 days, and you go on executing everything you have to do every single day. There would be a transformational change from where you were on day one and where you would be on day 90. Transformation comes with an identity change. If you were weighing 100 kg on day one, on day 90, you might have lost 20 kg or 25 kg. That is a change in identity. And as much as a change in identity can be a beautiful thing, can be a very good thing, can be something that we all want, right? We all want a change in our identity. We all want for the better. We all want a change in our identity for the better. We want to be better versions of ourselves. That is the whole idea of the transformation that comes with executing and living our lives daily via God's lens. That is the point of everything. But I I have come to realize that with identity change comes identity crisis. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because personally, I've been going through a series of identity crises, a series of who am I? Like I've been having serious identity crises. And it has made me to just think deep about, so I had to do some research. What is identity crisis and why am I experiencing this? And identity crisis basically is just questioning who you are, questioning your identity. You were some person few weeks ago, few months ago, few years ago, and you're someone else today, and you're wondering, who is this new person? As much as a change in identity, like I said, as much as a change in identity can be a good thing, it can also be life-altering to the point that we are confused as to what is going on. Because when you experience that kind of transformation, it does not just affect one aspect of your life. It literally affects every aspect of your life. It affects your mindset. It affects your way of life. It affects the things that you do, how you do those things. It might even affect the people around you, the people you start to associate yourself with. So if you used to associate with some particular kind of people or class of people, you realize that you just don't want to move with those people anymore. You just don't want to have conversations with those people anymore. You don't want to follow those kind of people on social media anymore. And so your way of life, your way of thinking is changing. And again, like I said, as much as that is a good thing, it can also affect us to the point where we're asking ourselves, who am I? How did I get here? This is unfamiliar. I'm not used to this. This change is unfamiliar. I've spent the bulk of my life living a certain kind of way. And all of a sudden, I have to start doing things in a different way. Who is this person? We've explained or we've defined what identity crisis is. It is basically a questioning, when you're questioning who you are, when it does not feel like you, like who you are right now doesn't feel like you, doesn't feel like the you that you know. You're trying to figure out who this current person is and give that person a name. You're trying to put a name around who this person is. You're trying to fit into a category of people. You know how we feel safer when we are in a particular class, right? When you're in a particular clique, when you're in a particular category, no one wants to stand out. No one wants to be the one that is left out. We all love to be in company, in a group, in a class, in a category. But when you really don't know who you are, you really cannot place, you really cannot give your current state a name. You really cannot put a name to who you are now. That's when identity crisis starts. I'll try to bring this topic home by sharing a personal experience, a personal story. So I have a daughter, like most of you know. She's currently 1 year old. A couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago, I was single, living my best life, chilling, living life on my own terms, doing things when I wanted to do them, wake up when I wanted to wake up, go to work when I wanted to go to work, do an all night if I wanted to do an all night, working on something. I had time to put in structure and just focus on things without anyone disrupting my time, right? Then I got married to my handsome husband. And having someone share your space with you means that your schedule will have to change, right? But that was not even bad. That was still bliss because these are two adults living together, enjoying their company. When you insert a child into the picture, if you've been following this podcast long enough, you know that I had a very challenging pregnancy. I had to stop my business for a period of a year and just focus on pregnancy, childbirth, and all of those things. And after I gave birth, I literally had to take care of a human being, a brand new baby. And I had, first of all, let's not even talk about the fact that I had zero idea what I was doing. But there was a very swift, drastic change in who I was physically. That's another topic for another day. But then there was a drastic change in who, would I say, my productivity level, the kind of things I could do and when I could do them, from my pregnancy, I had to slow down from the kind of person I was. I'm a very go, 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 go kind of person. I had so many things I wanted to do for myself, for my business, and I had to pause all of that. So that was the first shocker. And now after I put to bed, I was like, now that I've put to bed, I can continue my life. And alas, no, I can't continue my life. I still had to take things slow. That was very strange and very weird to me. And till date, I still ask myself, who is this person? I'm sure Shanyi, 4 or 5 years before, the younger Shanyi, 4 or 5 years ago, rather, would just be looking at me now and laughing, because who is this person? I am completely different from who I used to be. I'm completely different from the go-getter, spontaneous, always in a hurry, always trying to execute, always trying to do this, always trying to do that. I'm completely different from that person now. And as much as I understand, because I had to understand the importance of this change, it's something the Holy Spirit had to teach me when I was pregnant, that you have to learn to slow down and allow me take the lead. Don't always try to be the one that is piloting the plane. Allow me take the lead. I had to learn that. It was difficult, but I had to learn that. And even after learning all of those things, and it feels like now I should be used to the slow, calm life, I'm not used to it, because a part of me still remembers how I used to be a go, 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 go kind of person. And to be very honest, I miss that part of me. I miss having time to do what I want to do whenever I want to do it. And even though it seems like there's nothing I can do about it, because I have a daughter that I have to cater for. And I'm not saying all of this because I don't love her. I absolutely love and adore her. But the reality is that identity crisis, trying to give my current self an identity, trying to put a name on who this new person is. Who is this new person? Yes, I've been used to the old person that is go, 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 spontaneous and all of those things. Now, who is this new person? For me, God has used pregnancy and motherhood to transform me in this way. There are different other transformations that's happened in my life and that has happened in my life. I'm just using this particular one as an example. For me, it was motherhood that was a transformational tool that has transformed me from who I used to be to who I am right now. For you, it might be something else. For you, it might be salvation. It might be that you gave your life to Christ. And because you gave your life to Christ, you had to have a lifestyle switch, literally. There's a passage of the Bible. Let me quickly bring that up. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things have become new. Another translation says, the old ways of living has disappeared. A new way of living has come into existence. How profound can that be? There are so many things that God used to transform us, and that's what I've learned. When we go through different life challenges, I was just watching a video this morning, Sarah Roberts, TD Jakes' daughter. She was talking about triggers and how, you know, sometimes we have triggers and then it takes us down memory lane and we remember all the terrible things that happened. And we think that triggers are here to destroy us. She said, triggers, not all triggers are here to destroy us. Some are here to transform us. I can't remember if that's the exact word that she used. But that's basically what it is, right? God uses different tools in our lives based on the different things that we experience. God uses those different things to transform our lives, to give us a transformational experience. For you, it might be salvation, it might be repentance. Repentance is a complete turnaround from who you were previously to a completely different person. It might mean that you have to leave the group of friends that you usually would follow. If you had habits, you would just randomly tell lies, or you had some habits that you've been battling with. What repentance does is it transforms you to the point where you cannot even remember the last time you told lies, or remember the last time you went through those habits. And you're wondering, who is this person? You come from someone that telling lies was your way of life to now you can't seem to find yourself, or even if you mistakenly tell a lie, you're convicted so deep that you're miserable and you're wondering, who is this person? Because I will tell 15 lies and I will not blink. So who is this new person? I'm used to the old way of doing things. Like, as much as I love this transformed version of me, I don't know who I am. But God is saying, I should tell you this. This is something that God told me when I was just thinking about identity crisis. The word was just roaming in my head for days, identity crisis. And I just kept asking myself, who are you? And God said that what you see as an identity crisis is actually a rebirth. You might seem like you're confused. You don't know who this current person is. Yes, I love that God is working in me. God is transforming me. God is doing all those amazing things in me. But I don't know who this person is. And God says to tell you that that identity crisis you are experiencing is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. There's a rebirth happening. There is something that is going to be born out of you, out of this phase of life, out of these circumstances. There's something that at the end of the road, there's something that is going to be born out of you. So when next you have those thoughts of confusion, of wondering and asking, who the hell am I? I want you to remember that a rebirth is happening in your life. And God is working something new, something spectacular in your life. If you know the story of the butterfly, the metamorphosis of the butterfly, how the butterfly goes from the larva and then to the butterfly, you see that there are different stages. And I think I heard a story of, I think to the scientist, he was trying to help the butterfly hatch out of the egg. Normally, you would see when the butterfly is trying to hatch out of the egg, you would see it struggling, trying to break free and all of those things. So this guy was like, let me help you. Let me free you of this stress. And he tried to crack the egg. And when the butterfly eventually, when he cracked open the egg, the butterfly came out and could not fly. But butterfly was just there, could not fly. And he was like, what's happening? I've helped you. I've freed you from whatever it is that was holding you. Why can't you fly? And it goes that actually for a butterfly to be able to fly, that process of it trying to crack out of the egg is part of the process. It has to go through this process of trying to crack out of the egg, because all those activity that is going on there is helping to strengthen the wings of the butterfly, such that when the butterfly eventually cracks out of the egg, it's able to fly. So this goes to say that there is no shortcuts, there's no jumping the queue, there is no jumping the process. We all have to go through the process. Is it going to be painful? Yes. Are you going to be confused about who you are? Yes. But one thing that is for sure, also just talking about, since we're saying rebirth, talking about pregnancy and talking about childbirth, we all know the story of how painful, stressful pregnancy and childbirth can be. But the end of that journey, birthing a child, it makes all the pain worth it. As painful and uncomfortable as it is, and how it is not your comfort zone, you don't feel like it's something that you're used to, you're experiencing a rebirth. You might make mistakes, you might fall, but hang in there, you're experiencing a rebirth. Maybe you've listened to the different episodes in this season and you're trying to implement all the things that you've learned. You're trying to pray more, you're trying to study the Bible more, you're trying to be obedient to God more, and you're experiencing transformational changes in your life. But it's also making you do things that you would not necessarily do. It's making you to want to change the people you talk to, the kind of content you listen to, the kind of songs you sing, the kind of movies you watch. And you're wondering, who is this strange new person? You're experiencing a rebirth. It might look strange. It might look out of place. It might look confusing. It might look not the regular, but hang in there. A rebirth is coming. And a new identity is coming. More clarity is coming. resist the urge to try to fit into a mold, try to fit into the general way of life, general way of thinking. When God says there's a rebirth coming, there's a rebirth coming. And we all know that with God, there's no miscarriage, there's no stillbirth. When God starts something, he takes that thing on to the end. So stay put, stay centered, take out all the distractions. When the devil tries to whisper into your heart all those lies, he tells you, do you even know who you are? Do you even know what you are doing? Who sent you message? Remind him that you are experiencing a rebirth and that the work that God is doing in your life, it is going to be full, it is going to be complete, it is going to be perfect. So rejoice, because this is not an identity crisis. Take out that phrase from your vocabulary. This is not an identity crisis. This is a rebirth. A new identity is coming. One that would transform even you. You know when the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. When people look at you, when people hear your story, when people hear about your journey, their mouth will be wide open, because they will not be able to. It will be clear that this is the hand of God. It will be clear that it is God that has done this good work in your life. So my dear, smile. A rebirth is happening in your life, and I am so excited. I am so happy for you. The moment I understood this truth, like I started, my heart started to leap for joy, because I was actually in a very bad state of mind, just thinking about when I was just asking myself questions of who am I, what am I doing, what's going on with me, who is this person. But when God revealed to me that it is not identity crisis you're experiencing a rebirth. I'm working something in you and through you, and that thing is coming to life. Don't stop the process. Don't allow the devil trick you to stop the process of the work that God is doing in your life. It literally turned my mood around, and I became joyful, because I know that when God starts something, he would finish it. So guys, this officially brings us to the last episode of season 6. We've been talking about the executive life in this episode, and I just cannot wait to hear your testimonies, your feedback, your comments, and all that has happened, that just in the course of how many weeks. It's been 6 to 8 weeks since started this episode, and I'm just so excited. But I have an announcement to make. As much as we are done with this current season talking about the executive life, this is not going to be the end of this conversation about the executive life, because I believe that this is not just a catchphrase, this is not just another phrase, this is actually the lifestyle that God wants us to live. He wants us to live an executive life, right? But if you listen to, I think, 2 episodes prior, where we talked about the CAP framework, and then I mentioned about the executive life inner circle, we are going to be taking this conversation further. The 90-day executive life inner circle is going to be starting in June or July. We'll communicate that to you. But this inner circle is just for people who want not just accountability, but they just want their hand to be held for a 90-day period, and you need guidance, you need more clarity, you need someone to sit with you and just help you understand better. We're going to be using the CAP framework, we're going to be fleshing that out and then bringing it home to your own, your business, your whatever it is that you want clarity on. We're going to be using the CAP framework and just fleshing that out for you, holding your hand, giving you more insights as to what to do, when to do it, and just help you to go through that 90 days from beginning to end. If you would like to join the waitlist for that, there is a link in the we'll leave the link in the show notes, but you can also check on our Instagram. There'll be a link there that you can click on. There is so much more that we're working on here at the Grace to Man platform, just to help us become better executors in the assignment that God has given us. So like I said again, it's not going to be ending with this podcast season. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, it's a lifelong journey. In our next and final episode of this season, we'll be having a Q&A session. So if you've listened to all the episodes in this season and you have questions or even previous episodes or general questions that you would love us to talk about, please send us a DM, send us an email. On our Instagram stories, we'll be putting that question box every day, so you can just reply, drop a question there, but we'll take note of every question. There would also be a giveaway on that final episode, so we'll be giving away lots of goodies. I'm not going to mention what they are yet, but we'll share more about the giveaway on our Instagram page. So make sure that you're following us there and your notification bell is turned on so that you don't miss out on any of that. This brings us to the end of today's episode. As always, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the Grace Homan podcast. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.